order to have a relationship with God, Jeff, you need to know what God is like. And so what this does is it gives four of God's character traits. And then under each one, it helps you to understand, based on what God is like, well, then how do we relate to that particular character trait? Mm-hmm. So the first one is that God is holy. And I know you're familiar, I'm sure, with the whole truth that God is holy.
Yeah, all three of my religions have talked about holy.
Right. So, Jeff, holy means that God is, he's perfect. He's set apart from all else. He's unique. There is no one like God. But think about the fact that he's without any sin. He's absolutely perfect. It's hard for us to imagine that. But, Jeff, because of his holy character, he can't tolerate sin. So the Bible tells us here that God is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and he cannot even look on sin. You could think of it this way. If sin, somebody sinful, entered God's presence, Jeff, he would have to remove that person from his presence, because his holy character, it's not just that God doesn't like sin, but that sin can't remain in his presence. So then the natural thought for us is, what is sin,
yeah,
right?
That makes sense.
So sin is the problem. What is it? Here is the Bible's a simple explanation of sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. Sin is when we break God's law. Sometimes it's said in the word sin is lawlessness. So, Jeff, you know, if you see a sign that says, wet paint, don't touch. There's something in us that just wants to touch it. And I know that's a silly illustration, but you and I both know that down deep in our hearts, we don't like to be told what to do. That's part of our sinful nature. And Jeff's sin is when we rebel against God or we disobey God. You know, are you familiar with your religious background with the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, I know about them. Yeah. I don't think I could name them all, but I know about them.
Most of us couldn't name the Ten Commandments, but Jeff, they're really basic laws that God has given us. And sometimes we view those laws negatively because thou shalt not, right?
It does seem
thou shalt not.
Don't do this thing.
But the commandments really, they're beautiful because as we look at them, it helps us to understand what God is like. So then when we choose to disobey the commandments, it's not just that we are breaking a law, but Jeff, we are offending God. So it really goes to a whole nother level, an offense to God. Think about first commandment is thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, that's because God is the only God. He's holy. He's unique. When you and I choose to like raise something in our lives as almost an idol that we worship, then Jeff, that offends that character trait of God, his holiness. Thou shalt not steal. And if we steal, then really we're offending the fact that God wants to provide everything for us. So we're offending his nature. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, what that tells us about God is that he's faithful. He will keep all of his covenants. But Jeff, when you and I choose to break our covenants, we are offending the faithful nature of God. Or when, you know, we lie, the Bible tells us not to lie. God is truth. So when we lie, we offend the truthful nature of God. Now, I would just have to admit to you that I've broken the Ten Commandments. I've broken specifically thinking the one lying. I've lied before. So, Jeff.
So why should I be listening to you?
Why should you be listening to me? It's really not about being perfect, is it?
It can't be.
It's really about learning how God wants us to deal with our sin. So, Jeff. Have you ever told a lie?
If I told you no, I would be lying to you.
Right.
So yeah, I've lied.
Yeah,
so everybody lies.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, look at this. It's not talking about lying. It's talking about sin in general. But the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So yeah, you are right. I think probably everyone has lied. But whether it's lying or some other sin, the Bible teaches very clearly that every single person has sinned. But he tells us there's a consequence of that sin and that we come short of the glory of God. So you could think of the glory of God as his perfect, holy standard. So all of us fall short of his perfect standard. There's no one who's perfect. Imagine it this way, Jeff. You might have like a flagpole out in front of this building. And if you and I were to have a contest to see which one of us could jump to the top of the flagpole, you might jump higher than I. In fact, you probably would. But could you reach the top of that flagpole?
Not if it's 30 feet up there.
Exactly. And neither could I. So here's a thought, though. You might jump higher than I could jump, but neither of us could reach the top because it's too, the standard is too high. And that's how it is with God. We're all different, Jeff. You might be a better person than I am. You might have sinned less. But Jeff, neither of us can reach that perfect standard of God. So if that were the only truth we knew about God, that he's holy and he can't tolerate sin, who would be able to have a relationship with him?
It sounds like nobody. Okay, so those are our two truths about God and one truth about man from God is holy. And I'd like for each of you to practice that. Now, it'd take a little bit longer to go through this than it did the others. So I'll give you about 10 minutes, five for each of you to try that. And I think that'll be enough. And then we'll go ahead. Don't run too terribly far. If you have to go to the restroom, that's fine. But we'll go ahead and take another five-minute break after you finish with your practice. And then in that time, we'll come back, talk about it, do the next one, and then we're done for the day. So we'll only have one more break, and we're almost done.